Hello, my name's Catherine Hammond and I'm a Principal Analyst in our Operator Business Services practice. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about some of the headline figures from our latest Western European business forecasts and the implications for operators. We estimate that operator revenue from basic voice and data connectivity services to businesses in Western Europe will fall by 6% over the next 5 years. Operators therefore face some challenging decisions. They will need to balance cutting costs from traditional services while at the same time investing in growth services such as ICT. Even where these trade-offs are managed well, operators' revenue may still decline in real terms, and an increased focus on ICT is also likely to result in lower margins. This podcast outlines the scale of the challenge facing operators and highlights some of the strategies being adopted in response to market conditions. Firstly, ICT revenue is expected to increase its share of total operator business revenue to 20% by 2024. Revenue from ICT services, including security, data centres and cloud services, accounted for around 15% of operator business services revenue in Western Europe in 2019. This share is expected to increase to 20% by 2024, as businesses transfer spend from traditional voice and connectivity services to new, often cloud-based solutions. At the same time, business revenue from fixed connectivity services is expected to decline by nearly 10%, driven primarily by declining voice revenue. Although demand for high-performance data connectivity is growing, competition and regulation will lead to falling prices in most countries. Providers of high-value dedicated connections are also facing pressure from fibre broadband services and from the ability of SD-WAN to deliver improved performance over existing links. In mobile markets, increased use of data and IoT connectivity services is expected to offset an ongoing decline in business use of legacy voice and messaging. We therefore expect operators to maintain current levels of business mobile revenue, at least in nominal terms, in the period to 2024. Overall, this results in a 6% decline in fixed and mobile voice and data markets. This is a decline that we believe can be offset by growth in ICT services, but even that would only be enough to maintain revenue at roughly current levels, meaning a decline in real terms. So operators face the challenge of investing in new ICT capabilities while reducing costs in legacy businesses. Many operators are investing heavily in new ICT capabilities. We've recorded 24 acquisitions by European operators in our business services-related M&A tracker in 2019. At least 20 of these related directly to delivering ICT services. Operators are also investing in new partnerships with ICT providers and in internal product development and recruitment of specialist staff. However, operators are investing in ICT services at a time when they're cutting costs. Competitive pressure and the emergence of lower cost technologies is driving operators to streamline operations and reduce staffing. Declining revenue from legacy services must be matched by lower costs. A 6% fall in revenue in nominal terms cannot be countered with small tweaks to operational processes. Something much more radical is required. Incumbent operators are struggling the most. Their high market share in connectivity means that they are suffering most from revenue declines and have least opportunity to buck overall market trends by increasing market share. Many are seeking to redeploy resources and retrain staff, but this is far from straightforward, especially as the average age of employees is typically much higher in incumbent operators than in their competitors. The challenge facing operators is further compounded by the way that developments in the consumer market are shaping business expectations. Services are expected to be available on demand and with a customer experience that is hassle-free and with rapid response times. Pay-as-you-go pricing models also limit operators' ability to recoup investment in the short term. Operators then must pay close attention to market trends and how those trends will influence their own particular strategy. Operators are responding to these challenging market conditions with a variety of approaches. Some, such as Orange and Telefonica, are pursuing investment in ICT services. This aims to protect business revenue and lay the building blocks for future growth. Their multinational scale helps to make this strategy feasible, although it is still very difficult to execute. New product developments and acquisitions need to be integrated with the broader business and with sales channels in order to deliver the full benefit from existing customer relationships and from adjacencies with connectivity markets. Some operators are retaining a narrower focus on connectivity. Many challenger operators are looking to grow market share, and others prefer to focus on cost-cutting and margin retention rather than investing in often lower-margin ICT services. Others are building partnerships to deliver ICT service capability with minimal investment themselves. The IBM-Vodafone partnership is a good example of this. Partnerships often enable operator investment patterns to mirror those of on-demand pricing models, that is to say, ones which are OPEX-based and scale with demand. Finally, some operators are simply reselling basic ICT services, either as a means of increasing revenue or to increase customer engagement and reduce churn. The difficulties with all of these approaches are illustrated by the way that some operators appear to have pivoted first one way and then another. For example, KPN made several ICT-related acquisitions in 2017, but in 2019 sold off three units and merged others into a separate business unit as part of its efforts to focus on a converged and simplified portfolio. With limited resources, even large-scale operators must marshal their resources wisely. The good news is for those operators looking to ICT services to drive growth, there is still time for action. Although many businesses are already adopting new services, others are more cautious. Our research shows that businesses often prefer to take new services only when they are available from a trusted supplier, such as their connectivity provider. Operators do need to pay close attention to market trends and the activities of not just their traditional competitors, but also those of cloud providers, IT and security specialists, and managed service providers. This will enable them to identify and take best advantage of the growth opportunities that do present themselves. You can find more information and opinion about the strategies adopted by KPN, Telefonica, and Vodafone in recent articles on our website. We also have a series of forecast reports examining the outlook for operator business services for individual countries in detail.